this out.
Whoa.
Good morning, good afternoon. It is November 11th, 2016.
Today on the Barrel Roll Newscast,
we're going to be talking about the new Megazord from the new Power Rangers movie.
The Wii U is ending its production.
Tom Holland has confirmed how many movies he's going to be in for the next ever.
And speaking of Marvel news, the X-Men might be in the middle of a rework. Welcome, everybody.
Hello. Welcome.
Oh, no, there's no smiley face on the camera.
That's okay. We're good. We're look Whoa. At the camera.
We
look
can
at the
see camera. Ourselves in so camera. Many different places.
I like seeing myself in many different places. You should do that parallax thing where it's like, but we don't have any. Yeah. Oh, if I had it on my laptop, I could do it.
So we're online. We're good. We're streaming at least. I can exit that and I can do this.
So now it looks normal.
There we go. Everybody, hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Tony.
And this is Chris.
You remember Chris from...
The good old days.
In days in which we used to do other stuff.
We're slowly building back everything. Our empire will be whole again.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Barrel Newscast.
Yes.
And let's just get right into it.
Do you want to start talking about things?
Yeah,
Hold on, I got to change some stuff first.
But that's okay. That's
What are we talking about first?
Which one do you want to talk about?
We're starting at the top of the list.
Okay, we're gonna start at the top of the list. We're gonna talk about Megazords.
I left one thing.
That's
up.
What I was waiting. Up. That's what I was. Still, I was like, what do you want to do? You weren't ready.
I don't know what you're talking about. I completely fixed things.
I totally thought you. Last minute.
I fixed it.
Last second.
Last second. So last
behind
week,
Tony's head,
there, up there, we see the new Transformer.
Yes, that's it. Well, it technically is a Transformer.
It's not wrong.
Kinda. Yeah.
I had a Transformer where three pieces built into one giant piece.
Yes, yes. The good old.
Yeah, this is five. This is pretty extreme.
Good old Constructicons, right? This is the new Constructicon
from the Power Rangers movie.
So this image dropped last week. We kind of missed it. Kind of didn't. I honestly didn't care for it. But it was the new toy, and this is basically what it's going to look like in the movie next year. Thoughts?
Yeah.
Thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, queries, pregnancies?
Pregnancies?
I don't know who's the father of the wings.
Yeah, I know. Chris is going on about the wings. He's like, these wings, man, I don't know.
The wings
know.
Throw me off.
No, I totally agree with you. Like,
I don't think it should be there.
What is the problem with rocket boosters?
Maybe rocket boosters with wings flapping.
No, that's just for show. He actually has rocket
boots. It's an accessory.
He actually does have rocket boots on the bottom of it. It doesn't show off his sweet sword, his sweet power sword.
It's probably hidden.
It's going to be an accessory. It's one of the accessories.
What if there is no sword?
I was already out, so, and then I'm extra out.
It comes out of the hand.
Well, that's what it looks like. It looks like there's pieces.
It looks like an Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
it looks like a hidden blade, which I kind of get it. Kids would like that. It'd probably test it better with kids. So,
and to be fair, to be fair, that's who this movie is for.
Correct.
It's for the kids.
I thought that about the Ghostbusters movie too. I thought, man, this Ghostbusters movie is going to be all right. We've had enough movies. We had enough, you know, cartoons and comics and video games. This movie's for the girls and all the, you know, girls who want a strong female
power.
And then we got a pile of shit, rather.
What I don't get about this about the Zord.
The Transformers. There's a high-resolution version
of it. Yeah, I got it.
Excellent.
Now we're really looking at it, folks.
No.
If that's the power sword, I'm severely disappointed.
It's the power dagger.
I agree. It's like Assassin's Creed, though. It's not,
yeah, it looks like
it's going to be like a hidden blade.
My biggest thing is though, is all the mesh. One, I don't know what the other the well, something will like shoot out of this. Yeah.
It's probably all
or a shield.
It's probably also worth noting. Maybe. This is a toy, so there's probably they went a little bit too liberal with some of the accessories. So that gun probably doesn't exist.
Yeah, don't worry about the accessories so much. But like all the mesh, this is supposed to be
armor.
A bot.
It's actually like
each leg is supposed to be a Zord. Zord, right?
It used to be the saber tooth and the Triceratops.
The blue and the yellow.
And look at those feet.
And if you go up, if you look at the kind of the...
There's some claws here, on the hips. Yeah.
So it kind of...
It's bulletproof armor. That's what it is.
But that's what it looks like, Kevlar mesh.
You know, just in case you get shot at.
Because that's what I'm worried about.
Hold on, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, pink, red,
yellow,
black, blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all make up essentially the torso.
It still looks ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's something new.
It's new.
It's new, and that's in a reboot thing. I'm not sure if that's where you exactly want to go. Is it new?
I feel like
without those touches,
well, it's the same
old.
But it changes
what they need
the pitch,
yeah.
Right?
What would be the best way to do it is handle this is at some point in the movie one of the guys are picking up some of their toys from the box and then picks up the old Zord and they're like puts it away.
I think that's too cheeky for this movie.
I know. That's what
like,
I would
me,
want.
I would that's what I would want, but I feel the way they're going with this movie, that's not the way it's headed.
I know.
Those feet though, that's killing me.
The wings.
And the
I think it's the wings for me.
Like, I want to see that photoshopped without the wings. If it looks decent without the wings, then sure. Because it literally doesn't require...
Like, I don't know.
Wings everywhere!
Maybe there's no rocket boosters on the bottom of his feet.
Well, how could there not be rocket boosters on the bottom of those things? They're huge.
Maybe the black things on his waist is the rocket boosters.
No, those look like more like guns.
You think they're like...
That's what I thought.
I think he has the sword on one hand, and then it's kind of like a shield on the other.
Maybe.
And then the guns are kind of at the hip.
Well, this is just a preview of what is to come. It might not be this one, like, piece for piece.
Yeah.
But...
It's one of those things, I guess, we wait and see, but...
Yeah.
The toy is...
Toys always leak first.
But the toy is not as... I don't know. Like, there's a lot of iconic shapes when it comes to Zords with the Power Rangers.
Right.
And this one does not feel...
Like, I think that looks like a shield in the other hand.
It totally looks like a shield.
So I think that's what that is. It's gonna...
We're flipping for...
We're going through pictures,
yeah,
folks.
For those who are listening on the audio side, we're flipping between the original Megazord and the toy one here. So if you want to do that with us...
And maybe in action this thing will look different, who knows?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the... If it's anything, it's like a proof of concept kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it looks, well, very different from the original.
Very.
Yeah. Either way.
Yes.
We'll see.
Moving on here. Yeah.
It's one of those things I'm willing to wait and see.
I know. I'm still pretty conservative about it, so we'll see what happens.
I know. Once a trailer drops,
full trailer of like the suits and the
in
Zord,
motion and yeah.
Or even Bryan Cranston. As Zordon, that would be cool.
I'm fine with it, that leaving until the movie. There's some things I like. If I don't see Zordon until the movie, I'm okay. It's more I want to see people.
It might be the last
the meat and potatoes.
It might be the last trailer.
Maybe
you see him,
if you just hear his voice,
it'll open up with his voice saying the whole "I need find me some teenagers with attitude."
I think that goes against the whole we're trying to make this not the cheesy show from the '90s.
But and we've went over this.
Alpha 5, bring me teenagers with attitude.
And you know what? We've gone over this ad nauseum. It should be cheesy.
It should be, but they're trying to, I think, escape that in a weird way.
In a Transformers kind of way.
Yep.
Newest Transformer, guys. Moving on.
Yeah. Yep. I did it good this time.
You did it good.
I fixed it this time.
You had it good.
The Wii U is ending its production. There's no more new Wii U's being made.
So this came from a report a couple weeks back, probably just after the Switch, dropped its trailer, or Nintendo dropped the Switch trailer, where people started looking into when they're going to end production of the Wii U. Obviously, this thing's coming in March.
Yep.
What's going to happen to the Wii U? And a lot of insiders were like, no, the Wii U's going to be done production like that week.
Yep.
Whatever week that was. And so now Nintendo has officially gone on instead that sometime in fall.
Yeah.
Not fall. Next year, early next year, they're gonna stop Wii U production.
Yeah,
which it's sad.
That seemed weird to me because when the PS4 came out, they still made the PS3s, did they not?
But the PS3 was doing well.
It was very successful.
So that's like Nintendo with the handhelds. Yeah. They come up with a new handheld and they're like, we are still going to.
It's sort of a
yeah, we're still going to support the whatever.
It's
so
a courtesy for the older people.
When the DS came out. Like the first dual screen, they're like, oh, we're still going to support the Game Boy Advance. Game Boy is one of our lines.
And they supported the Game Boy Advance and the DS for years.
It was at least a year before they started slowly.
I think after the DSi
yeah.
and the DSi XL. But
and then all of a sudden, the Game Boy Advance is just it's gone. You're like, all right, because it did well enough.
Yeah, yeah, and it was an old enough
handle. The Wii U, they're just like, get them out of your household. Here's the new thing.
Yeah, but this, I think the
oops,
the take. Yeah, exactly. The takeaway is that shit, this thing only lasted like what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
which is disappointing because the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 lasted well over 10 years.
They still supported the Wii even after the Wii U came out. So that's, and this one's just this console where they're like, it's, you're getting like a Zelda game and then we're done. Merry Christmas, like, you know.
Yeah. If you don't want to buy the Switch, then you still got one lasting thing for it with us. I mean,
well, it's funny how many people online were even talking, going, oh, I'm getting the Zelda for my Wii U because my Wii U deserves one last good game. And I'm going, all right. My inanimate object doesn't care. Mm-hmm. I love my Wii U. I've had some fun times with my Wii U, but when the new Nintendo comes out, I'm getting it with the new Zelda game.
It's as much of a pun as it is, it's almost like it's a fresh slate for Nintendo.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah.
Because it's a slate to have.
Like, well, but they catch up now graphics wise.
They don't even need to.
Now they get the third party support, because that's why third parties kept leaving, is because you couldn't support their games.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can. Yep. Now you can click and go.
And it's and it's basically the same controller configuration you're going to find
everywhere else. Yeah. And that was Graham's big thing is, you know, he sees Skyrim, and then he sees the guy click, click, and, like, walk away playing Skyrim on an airplane, and he's just like, I never have to airplane. Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can actually, there's a little kickstand, so you kick it out and you sit it there, and the controllers do this, and they're wireless.
Have you ever seen this?
No, I didn't actually see it.
We'll show you the Twitch.
We'll show him.
I'm not a Nintendo person.
We'll show him Sony. Graham watching
But yeah, there's a lot of cool little features, and then there's some dumb stuff that they show in the trailer where they're trying to show off.
A lot of that trailer is very proof of concept, right? So it might not even look all like piece for piece for what it is you've seen in the trailers.
Yeah, but if it's anything close to that, if you can pick up Skyrim and walk, Graham will never ever stop playing.
Right. Even if it's a little bit bigger too, like it, as long as it still does prove like what they're doing in the trailer, it's gonna
If I can take my Zelda with me, and sure, I might need to actually get like a. You know, I have my side bags already.
Yeah.
So if it goes in there beside my laptop, that's how I live from now on, I guess.
Yeah. And that's really
two things just carrying around.
Yeah. And that's really interesting because a lot of people are saying the opposite too. They're like, we really want this console, but we will never undock it. And then that's good. They say that now. They have that option though. I think that's
they say that now until they're in the middle of something and going. Well, if I'm on the bus for an hour, like...
Well, I think the...
I have to poop!
Well, how the society works right now, Logan, it's going to be an interesting to have that option of either always on the TV or always on the slate or however you want. That's just nice to have that option.
But that's what I mean, and now that you can take those third-party, like, you know, take Call of Duty with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even a JRPG if you want.
But they're trying to get you slightly active while you play these games.
That's okay. That's
points while you're playing Call of Duty.
Get your play points.
You get
play
more coins. Experience for the more you walk around.
If you're walking while you're playing, you gain extra points. Do you have a knife out as you're running around?
And vomiting everywhere. Motion sickness for everyone.
That's part of the trailer. It shows Mario Kart and they're playing in the back of like an Uber.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. So they like plug it onto like a selfie stick, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's two of them in the back seat playing Mario Kart while the car is driving.
The screen is only about this big.
Yahoo.
Oh.
And so we'll show it to you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're painting a really weird picture for you.
Why would you play it like that? Oh my god, so many people.
We'll paint a picture for you later. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, Wii U doesn't need to be made anymore.
That's the sad.
Yeah.
That's the sad portion of this.
But there you go.
Moving on. Tom Holland has... We were always wondering how many Spider-Man movies were going to come out of his contract.
Well, and this whole Sony deal, too.
Right. And so now he's full on, sort of said how many movies he's on. How many movies has he signed on for?
Six movies. Chris, for those saying it, for the people who are listening instead of watching.
Three Spider-Man movies, three I'm going to show up forever movies. Yeah.
Which, it's fine.
And yeah, that's what everybody signs on for, and then
that's
there's...
That's the tip class. I mean, unless you're Sebastian Stan, who signs on for, like, 10 movies.
That's what I was saying before. I'm like, if Marvel was like, we want 6, and I'll be like, I'll take 20. Well, we don't need you. I'll take 20. I will play Spider-Man till I am 80. You know how Stan Lee does those cameos? That'll be me.
You know old man Logan? Yeah. How about old man
Spider-Man? I'll get you, Sonny!
Man,
these web shooters ain't what they used to be.
The Stanley cameo in Logan's going to be weird if he's going to have one of them. Because he's going to be as old as Logan.
Seeing that movie.
I don't know if they're in a
seniors home together.
Maybe. Maybe there's something weird that
happens. Old folks home between him and Patrick Stewart.
That is.
Just them playing chess with each other.
If someone actually dies in that movie, you just show them, and that's like a post-credit thing after they die. Everybody's in heaven just chilling with Stan Lee.
So, yeah. Tom Holland on board for 6 more appearances.
Yes.
That's good news.
Yep.
And I can't remember, does this already include Civil War and Homecoming?
Or is this would be Homecoming.
This includes Homecoming. Because I don't think
his contract... Civil War was its own contract.
Yeah.
And then I assume that Infinity War... movies will be two of them.
I think those are way too early to talk about right now, but...
No,
because they've already talked about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I think... I was surprised he didn't show up at the end of...
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
You guys have seen it already, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to drop anything on you guys.
In the post-credit show. But I'm not... I would like to have seen him, because... He lives in New York, and that is a very...
But admit, New York wasn't a big emphasis.
No. It on that really movie. Wasn't.
Seeing him was not a big...
No, it wasn't.
And the scene we got and sets up better for everything else coming down the pipeline.
Correct. So.
Homecoming,
another Spider-Man follow-up after that.
Yeah.
And then some cameos here and there sprinkled in for good measure.
If they do Iron Man 4, he'll probably show up.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. is in Homecoming.
Yeah, so they just switch the roles. And
the way that they've developed those two character relationships, they almost have to go two and two together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Because I like Tom Holland. I'm excited for the Homecoming.
I'm excited for Spider-Man. I mean, every time it's on screen, I get a little bit excited. And then for the last...
Well, they keep
five times, other than Civil War.
they keep dropping pictures from on set, and like they have him sitting on a fire escape with the mask half pulled up, talking on the phone with like a sandwich in his hand or whatever.
Oh, did you see the ones where he's like sideways, like standing sideways on the
pole? But you're sitting there going, like, that's Spider-Man, and that's in the other movies, he'd have his mask like full off because you want to see the actor. He's pulling off the whole like I'm talking on my phone, so I'm just gonna raise.
Well, if he's sitting on just a. Somewhere kind of lower to the ground, you can see why.
But the other actors
were pulling off their masks. Sorry, they were higher up, so no one would be able to see them.
Well, cause they took Tobey Maguire's mask off
a lot
constantly.
He did the half kiss.
He did the half kiss, but once. Then it's like the subway when he stopped on a subway, just like full on. Well,
yeah, they didn't see his face. It's also worth noting they finally confirmed Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's role.
The Vulture.
So that's really cool.
Yes.
I'm very much excited that we're basically getting Batman playing Birdman playing the Vulture. Just. Bam! So.
Let's get crazy!
So that's cool to hear. Even though we basically knew that in. But
do we know who's playing J. Jonah Jameson yet?
I don't think he's in this movie.
He better be.
They should save that for a post-credit scene.
And that could be the surprise. I'm okay with the surprise.
And the fact that it's just going to be... what's his name again?
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons all over. Too bad. No. I want
it. He is now Gordon.
No one gives a...
I know,
no one gives a shit about those movies.
Hey, man, the next one could be good.
I say that all the time.
I know.
I had even hopes for Suicide Squad.
Even though Flash keeps losing its director.
I know.
Eventually that one will come out.
The Eternal DC Optimist team.
Hey, I'm a fan of their TV show.
The CW universe.
Their animated films are actually... started getting into that. That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Do not get me wrong. Only thing they can't do is live-action movies.
Yeah, those animated ones, even though they're really not canonical... By the way, Justice League, or Young Justice Season 3.
Yeah, Young Justice. New Cardinal.
Young Justice Season 3 is coming. Anyways.
DC nails it everywhere else.
Except for the live
action. Except for those live action big budget films where they drop millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, and they still can't
do it. And they still can't pull it off. Yet they can get artists.
Yet they can just do a regular TV show.
Well, because the TV shows, like Arrow's dark. Yeah. But there's lighthearted pieces to it, which
it's
keeps.
And it's starting to get lighter.
And it did get started. Did start getting lighter, especially when, the Atom shows up, and especially once Flash started, all of a sudden they noticed they could start
doing all the
doing some light stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and the Flash, honestly, on
that's just,
super light.
Yeah.
But and then even when they mesh,
they acknowledge the fact that you can't kill people. This is my city. It's my rules kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
they
it's so it's
when
so
they
crazy.
Mesh, it's not like it all of a sudden turns into this like dark toned da 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 da.
No,
it finds that nice combo between the two, and they mesh.
It's like they're doing what Marvel's doing with their movies.
It's crazy like that. But that's like where I sit there going, DC, either take the people who write the television shows and have them write your movies.
No, but the TV shows and movies can't mix.
That's fine. They don't have to mix.
They do technically mix, but they're just not officially confirming it.
But you could take...
Multiverse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you could take those writers. They don't even have to write... abandon all of your TV actors and just have those writers write for the big screen.
I feel like
because they clearly know what they're doing.
I feel like the writers are a little too attached to the actors, though.
They
like,
are
between
but at
Grant
the same
Gustafson
time,
and Stephen Amell, and even some of the Legends guys.
But at the same time, like even DC, someone talked to Paul Dini, who wrote the old Batman animated show, who wrote some of the Arkham game. Like big writer who knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the video games for DC are pretty good.
Paul Dini wrote the Arkham games.
Yeah. Even those like, are pretty good.
So they try. Apparently, someone asked him if they pulled him in to like talk about the movies, and they wanted him to come in and consult, but they didn't want to pay him. They just wanted to like have him come in and look over things to see how things were going. And he's like, "You want my help? You can pay me."
Yeah.
And it's like, why aren't they paying Paul Dini?
That fire everyone else and have him write it.
Done. You'll have a good movie.
It makes too much sense, though.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, you get weird inanimate monsters in Suicide Squad now.
Well, that's so they could keep the rating down.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah.
Just make it R-rated and just do it, honestly, whatever.
But then the Joker would be better.
Yeah, that makes too much sense.
Did you see...
That was my problem with that movie.
That was a big problem with that movie for me.
Harley Quinn was actually not
Harley Quinn's
terrible
okay.
Yeah,
me.
They got almost
It was Joker, that was my problem.
Every time it comes up and I'm going, you don't feel right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even the actor's fault.
No, I don't blame Leto.
Well,
kind of.
He wanted to do way more of that character. That was his thick shtick.
I don't know.
I don't exactly blame Leto, but at the
I
same
kind of
time,
do,
but... yeah. He could have pulled it a different direction too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways. there was a short on YouTube that I watched. Where they had a guy dressed as the Joker.
Oh, I showed you this one.
Yeah,
right? I'll show it to you later. Okay.
Where he comes in and it's like, why are you ruining everything about me? And it's actually it's DC's big plan.
It's we'll show you. It's okay. it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is wonderful. I watched it before I watched Suicide Squad and I was like, that can't be true. And then I watched
Suicide Squad yeah.
And I'm like, that sketch is very accurate.
Yeah. All right.
So beating that dead horse, more dead.
Yeah, because we talk about DZ every week.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Speaking of other movie comic book like things,
sticking on the Marvel side of things though, but not Marvel Studios.
Not quite. The X-Men's movies are kind of being reworked. Is it X-Men 7 that's going to be coming out next? If they do another one, is it 7? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you count the Wolverine?
No.
Because Wolverines are their own spin-off, so
yeah.
We'll...
Okay.
X-Men, X2, X3, First Class,
Days of Future
Past, Apocalypse.
So
would be
seven,
the seventh movie.
Yeah. So, X-Men 7, quote-unquote asterisk, they're not sure if they're going to be doing it, but if they are, they're going to be reworking a lot of the actors, re-signing some contracts. A lot of characters, or a lot of actors' contracts, kind of done. Fassbender's done.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is done.
James McAvoy is also done. And obviously Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen are probably done. They probably bring them on a per movie basis now.
That would be a per movie thing. You would not get.
So they're probably pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And so, and you mentioned this as well, that you know they're going to be doing the Dark Phoenix storyline more.
Yeah.
Rumored. So
and the way Apocalypse
ended.
You could totally see that and how they could do that.
Yeah, that was totally setting all that up. And for people who already read the comics, who watched those older movies, that doesn't exist. Like, they know that that's how, that's what Jean Grey's character does.
Yep. Yeah. Phoenix Force. Yeah. I don't know.
Like,
in my opinion, this is the perfect time with Logan ending.
For the
kind of restart.
Well, it's perfect for a restart, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's perfect for them to actually talk to Marvel and figure some stuff out. And everybody can make a butt ton of money.
Because if you look at how successful Spider-Man's doing for Sony, it'll make
that might be their motivation,
right? Because that's like,
and that's what I'm kind of waiting for. Once Homecoming comes out, and Sony's like,
"Oh,
we did no work, and we've made a bajillion dollars." Fox will be like,
"All we did was have to flip the bill, basically."
Pretty much, it's like Marvel's just like, "Okay, you put in this much money." It's like watching the Home and Garden Network. You put in this much money, we'll make your home worth this much.
Yeah,
you just have no work. You just have to give us.
We just need to share. You don't even need to give us. You can flip the bill. We're just gonna make it together. We'll make a good X-Men film together.
Together. Marvel's just like, Sony, thanks for the money. Get out.
Together. Yeah.
Well, if they started working together, I could easily see Jackman coming back.
Oh yeah, no, Hugh Jackman is just been,
for that just one, to be in
Hugh Jackman
Avenger
has been
movie.
Very.
Yeah, that's what he's been waiting for. He's like, I want to see like Wolverine versus the Hulk so bad.
I could see it.
I
happening.
Wouldn't want, if they rebooted though, I don't want him as Wolverine again though.
No.
Unless he's willing to do it for like another 10 years.
Yeah, because Marvel plays a long game.
Because that's my problem is like, you get him for one movie. Cameo? Totally. And he deserves something.
To be in there. Right? Like, for a character role that he's been playing for over a decade.
But if you're rebooting and you're coming back to the Marvel franchise, reset everything.
And you know what? With
then it becomes a hard task of who do you have as Wolverine?
That's
short squat. Go, don't go Jackman. Go short squat, like gruff Wolverine.
Right.
Do it. And younger. Do it for real.
And make him a little bit younger so that you can hold him for, you know, a couple years.
He doesn't have to be. The actor can be younger, but he.
No. Yeah. The actor. Yeah.
But Jackman was young when he did Wolverine.
Again, decade ago.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Early 30s, wasn't it?
I've seen those. Yeah. I've seen those cross comparison pictures.
But I know, like, the difference between Jackman then and Jackman now, like.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, he got really buff. It was super awkward in Days of Future Past.
But that's what I mean. This is the perfect time for them to go back to Marvel, and the only person you keep from the X-Universe is Deadpool.
Yeah.
And he can without any issue whatsoever.
He'll make reference to it.
Because he can make a reference to it, and you're like,
you looked really different, like, about 10 years ago.
Well, but he can even show up at an X-Men thing and be like, you know, Wolverine's showing up. It's like, I remember you being taller. And, you know, done.
Just like offhanded. Which Xavier is this one now again? Is it Stewart? McAvoy?
Who are you?
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I feel if they're refreshing and rebooting and not bringing anybody from Apocalypse or anybody back,
Now's a
talk
good time.
To Marvel.
Yeah. And with them, with the old man Logan storyline, they totally can. I mean, they're not going to do all of it. They mean they don't have Hawkeye. They don't have any of those major players for that from that comic. But now's
But with Logan being done and Jackman being done, like, he was holding everybody together.
Yeah.
Like, at first it was, all right, you got Patrick Stewart, who is totally Xavier, and Jackman was on, and you're going, all right, he did a good Wolverine. That was a good Wolverine. And then as he just kept growing, you're like, he is Wolverine now.
Yep. Yeah. He's got the hair.
Like, face it, he's...
Yep.
Everybody else they've added, though, you're going, all right, like,
I could see it, yeah.
But you're not like, oh, they are that character, like...
Yeah. And so it's tough to see where they're going with the next one, because they haven't really confirmed another X-Men.
Then the MCU can bring Quicksilver back.
Well, are they doing Gambit still?
Yeah, yes. It's
so it's like the same thing of Sony saying they're still making a Venom movie. It's like, really? Are you really going to still do that? I think at some level they have to say that they're still doing it, but no one's actually working on it.
I don't know. And that's, I don't know.
Maybe we'll see a real good Gambit now, but if Marvel's going to help him with it.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Magic Mike. Channing Tatum. I don't think that
He grew up in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. He doesn't look him. He doesn't look the role. He can sound the role, but he doesn't look
He's
the role.
He's too buff to be.
We'll see.
To be him.
We'll see.
Yeah, he needs to be scrawny and... Yeah. Not super scrawny, but...
Skinnier, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, thinking back to the 90s cartoon of, you know, what we expect to see on...
Exactly.
Because that's where every reference comes from. It's like, 90s cart? Turn that into a movie and we're done.
Just give me a real good Jubilee.
Yeah, because that's what I care about.
Jubilee? No, that's the problem. We have no frame of reference for a good Jubilee on screen.
All I want is a good Jubilee. There is no such thing.
I want to see something comics, so stupid. I just want to see it.
That's why when they first started talking about that Marvel Heroes game that you can play for free,
That
was their MMO that they were going to come out with. That's what it evolved into.
A good Jubilee?
No. So what happened was they were like, okay, every server, when you log in, there will be a list of heroes. Once you pick that hero is yours and no one else can play as that hero. That was their initial idea. Okay. So that you would populate a world, so essentially New York, as you were Wolverine. And no one else was Wolverine.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And that was their first idea. And everybody's like, you're going to have a ton of servers filled with, like, who's left? Jubilee? Because no one wants that character.
Razzle Dazzle.
No, that's the Dazzler, Tony.
Yeah.
I know.
There's already the Dazzler. Jubilee shit, just sits there like, giant distraction!
Secretly, she's the most powerful character in the game.
So that's when they abandoned that idea going, all right, because that...
Touche.
Yeah, people were like, people said it, Marvel's like, good point, because everybody's pretty much racing on there to grab Wolverine, Spider-Man, like, you know, face it, you're grabbing specific people.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, you can unlock characters, and we have a bunch of Spider-Men running around, but when you team up, you can only have so many people on your team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have six Spider-Mans running around, essentially.
Yeah. Well, the Spider-Verse happened.
Yeah, I know.
The Spider-Verse happened.
But that's what I mean. So they calmed down. So essentially, it's now the Marvel Ultimate Alliance game, but online and playing with strangers, who, of course, you don't want to actually play with, because no one likes playing with strangers for, like, a co-op game like that.
Who knew?
Whoa. Especially in a game with, like that, where there's a story and you're walking through levels and that kind of thing. It's not like Overwatch, where, you can play with strangers and be like, oh, this team's good, I'll stick with you guys for a while.
Yeah.
Or this team's bad, skip out. You're in the middle of a dungeon, essentially, going,
Yeah.
And it's not like Warcraft, where people have been playing long enough. This game is...
It's still pretty fresh.
It's not fresh.
They renew it every year, though.
Renew it all the time. Like, it gets updates like nobody's business. Yeah,
they put the year at the end of each release now.
But at the same time, you're sitting there going, it's like playing, I don't know, it's like playing Ultimate Alliance, not next to your friends, and not knowing whatever. Why is, like, Mr. Fantastic running off in that direction? Don't ask questions. You know, Billy just does what Billy does. All right. Do you need help? Like... So,
okay. So with that, the main show's come to a close.
Yes.
Join us for our post-credit show, where we talk about what we've done this week, what movies we watched, what TV shows we watched,
what games we've played.
Yes.
That's
a bit about that.
Graham might not be here, but we still have some Graham watches in the can.
Yeah,
we'll be releasing this week.
He did a few things for us.
Like we planned for this.
If you like what you saw here, come check us out. We got a website. It's www.barrelrollnews.com.
If you like what you see and you want to maybe have us do more dumb things on the cast, you can give us some money at www.patreon.com/BRNN.
And if you like this video, subscribe to us on our YouTube, like us on Facebook, share us, retweet us on Twitter. We've got our podcast, subscribe there. It's going Google Play. It's going iTunes.
We're on everything except...
Except Vine. We're not on Vine.
We're not on Vine. We're not on Snapchat.
No Instagram.
No, we don't... there would be nothing to Instagram.
Yeah, we could Instagram, like, before.
Yeah.
Us setting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is Nick holding a computer.
This is...
Here is us plugging in a microphone.
This is, like, 10 seconds of us just talking about shit.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Maybe. That's not how it happens.
You can't actually get that. You can get the pre-show.
Yes, that's...
With our Patreon.
That's a good segue.
Well, we already talked about the Patreon. Yeah, so either way...
Come check us out.
Yes, and thanks for joining us on...
Goodbye, good night, good morning.